I've been skiing almost as long as I've been walking. For some reason, which we now know, I have more grace on a pair of snow skis. Also, for as long as I can remember, I have always felt more comfortable snow skiing. I have not let a winter go by without strapping on a pair of snow skis. When I was a young boy, my family would all load into the Vista Cruiser and join my aunts, uncles, and cousins in the Upper Peninsula, Michigan for a week of sub-zero skiing. We would stay in an A-frame cabin at Big Powderhorn Lodge. I have wonderful memories from those winter family vacations. When I was a young teenager, my dad took me to Keystone, Colorado, and I fell in love with the Rocky Mountains. The weather was warmer, the snow was better, and the runs were longer, not to mention the fact that the scenery was breathtaking. After that, I successfully bargained with my dad to move the family ski trips out west. At age 16, my best friend Willie and I went out to Snowbird, Utah with the sole purpose of learning how to ski the bumps, also known as mogul skiing. It required a lot of leg and core strength, fast agile movements, and a lot of fearlessness. We found the perfect run to ski repeatedly for practice. Lower Primrose Path had small round moguls with a perfect pitch to learn on. Moguls are bumps in the snow formed by skiers in a way that if one skis between the moguls, they pass alternately on the right and left. As we learned to ski them faster, we needed to move our feet faster from side to side to check our speed on the moguls and retain control. There was a 9-minute chairlift over Lower Primrose. The run took about 6 minutes downhill. We would ski the same run over and over, about 4 times an hour, from the lift opening to closing time for the entire week. Willie and I learned to ski moguls that week, but it would be a run in Vail, Colorado, that we spent most of our ski time in the bumps for the next 15 years. In my teens, there was one and only one run that I wanted to ski. Highline in Vail is literally a mile of moguls. It's never groomed, and it's just the right pitch to form beautiful bumps resembling large scoops of ice cream. We would ski this run 10 to 20 times in a row, until my back and legs were so sore that I could barely walk to dinner unassisted. I loved that run. I continued to take an annual trip to Vail, gravitating toward that bucket of bumps. There was a period, before I was wired, when I would have lots of trouble on the moguls, tire quickly, and find it impossible to turn right. My answer to that was to just quit turning, so I'd end up skiing straight, very fast, and close to the trees on the left-hand side of the run. Eventually, the sound of trees whizzing past my head inspired me to buy a helmet. One of the most amazing examples of the beauty of DBS became apparent my first time back on Highline after I got my wires. I couldn't believe it. I skied it like I was 25 again. Of course, I could ski it only once, because I was physically spent afterward. But I could turn right and left quickly and ski a line of bumps just like I used to. I was so excited that I surprised 2 strangers I shared the chairlift with. I have to tell you guys something. I just skied my first Highline after getting my brain pacemaker for Parkinson's, and the difference is incredible. It's like 20 years ago. As it turned out, coincidentally, one of them was a nurse, and she knew exactly what I was talking about. I was back in the bumps. It never ceases to amaze me what a 10-man can do with the right motivation.